Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
We know there's a lot of people of all walks of life, of all ages, that have been without jobs for a while, and they're going, will you look after us? We've got a message saying, I'm 50, would I be, but is there a possibility I can still get a job? Absolutely.
Come on.
This is for everyone.
Yes. Ambitious, some will say. I say it's absolutely doable. 10,000 jobs for Christmas with Ryan O'Connor and Smile FM. Whether you're unemployed, whether you are a business who's looking to kind of reach out and say, we've got vacancies in our place of work. It, like I said, is a partnership with various role players that have stepped up and stepped forward and said, listen, this is what we've been doing for the past couple of years. Yeah. I think of Alderman Foss, who was on the show early on, talking about the city's massive drive for employment. Mm. Those incredible numbers that we've had. Another pivotal leader in this regard is the mayor of Cape Town, who's on the show with us this morning. Jordan Hill, good morning, sir.
Very good morning. Nice to be back with you.
Back with good news. You know, we always have you in here because we've had lots to celebrate. In amongst everything that we can kind of, think about in the morning to bring us down, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And whether it's talking to you about some of the amazing initiatives that the city has in place to bring tourism year or jobs to the Western Cape, to this, trying to find 10,000 jobs. And it's Mayor, without you and your team, there's really no point in us getting this out on air. It's that partnership with you to go out and say every household needs a breadwinner in it.
Absolutely right. And, you know, when you called me, well, no, in fact, you did, you sent me a voice note.
Yes.
To ask me to join here, I gave James Foss a call, who's sitting here next to me in the studio. And I just chatted a little bit about the Jobs Connect program. And I think it is such an exciting program. And thank you very much for committing to do this for these last few months of the year, Ryan and your Smile team. I think, what an incredible Christmas hope gift to give to families in our city. And this is everything that we do in Cape Town is focused on exactly this issue. How do we get more people out of poverty, out of unemployment, and into work opportunities? And if you look at the data over the last few months, over the last quarter, we had 56,000 jobs in the city created.
Wow.
That is just under 19,000 jobs a month that our city can actually create. So we know we can do 10,000 before Christmas. We absolutely know that we can do that. It sounds like a crazy number. Yes. Are you serious? 10,000 10,000 new jobs before Christmas? But actually, we can do that. We can do that in Cape Town because our economy is growing here. Mm. Visitors are coming here. So let's do it together. Come on. This is exciting.
And I think that it's what's pretty clear from the get-go is that we're not asking you if you've got a job. If you've got a job, hold on to it, cherish it. If you were looking for another form of employment elsewhere, get your CVs out there. But while you're being paid a monthly salary or a weekly wage, know that there are so many families where dignity is lost because there's been months, if not years, of unemployment in that household. So, it's about restoring not only that dignity, but also saying that towards the end of this year, there's 10,000, if there's jobs, surely there's 10,000 families being affected. Mm. And then we start thinking about the bigger picture, because then that number goes from 10,000 people being affected to 40,000 human beings that are affected by 10,000 jobs. Mm. And then households start getting things like, food back on the table on a regular basis. Christmas presents? Can you imagine? For some families, it's don't even think about gifts. You'll be lucky if you get a meal for Christmas. So I think this speaks volumes to what we can do in terms of changing lives. By changing the household, by bringing income in, we change an entire family. So to you again, Mayor, and the team. I mean, I look at the partners outside, the various partnerships that you have. Jobs Connect is here. KPPO are in the traffic on their way here. Another organization where people go, who are they? What do they do? Well, they're pivotal to us reaching not only that number, but for future success of Cape Town in terms of the economy. Without companies like that being based here and doing what they do, we'd be scratching our heads going, well, there's 60,000 vacancies or 60,000 jobs that get taken to another continent, to another country, and out of this place that we call home. So we'll chat more about that. But again, Mayor, to you and everyone involved in helping us make the Christmas just a little better for those families, a huge thank you.
Yeah, very exciting. Let's do that together, Cape Town.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.